Hi, good morning. This is Mike Mullins, the host of the Socially Responsible Investing Show right here on the Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. What a great spring day we've got out there today. Had to walk the dogs a little bit this morning just to get some fresh air. And I'll tell you, my topic today is going to be one of those things where you really can't talk about it in the depths of winter when everybody's depressed and it's dark outside and you can see your breath even inside the house. But now that it's springtime, now we can talk about hope. Hope springs eternal, all that kind of stuff. Mike Mullins, host of the Socially Responsible Investing Show, pumped up today. Today our topic's going to be about investing, of course. This show is about investing, looking for opportunities in new and emerging industries for growth, and strong and stable dividend-paying companies for income, all seen through a socially responsible investing lens. All seen through a socially responsible investing lens. I believe we can align our values with our money and improve our lives one ethical, responsible choice at a time. That's the theme of the show. I believe it to my bones, and I hope to convince you that that's the way to go in the future. I want to invite you to go to my website right now. If you are not driving your car, please don't do that. Don't pull out your PDA if you're about to get on the freeway, etc. But if you're at home, you got a chance to get to your computer. If you would jot this down, the web address is www.michaelwmullins.com. That's michaelwmullins.com. If you'll go to my website, you'll see that I've got a personal video. It's a couple minutes long. Don't look at it now. Save it for later. In fact, go ahead and bookmark this page so that when you're inclined to want to go have a look to see what's going on as I update this page and as the shows roll forward in the future and we update our information, you'll be able to get to it easily without having to try to remember the web address. My phone number, by the way, is 612-371-7859, and I am a financial consultant with RBC Wealth Management. My desk is in downtown Minneapolis, but I work virtually, as a friend of mine says, because my brain works anywhere, including here in the studio. Now, there are a couple of other things I want to bring to your attention before I get into the meat of this, and I'll go very quick with this. Today's call-in will be between 10:30 and 10:45, and longer if it carries over, if we have the calls we want to try to address our topic today. The phone number is 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Now, if you're on my website, there is a paragraph that says, Mike is live on AM 950 radio, Saturdays 10 to 11 a.m. You can go over to the navigation panel on the left side that says AM 950 radio show. And if you do that, I'm going to do it right now. There is a paragraph, and it has the link to am950radio.com. If you click on that link, it'll take you to a page at AM 950, and you'll see my face, the lower part of your screen. There you will find my email address. You'll find my website address. You'll find my phone number. You'll even find my mailing address at my office. And down at the bottom, you'll see click here to view podcast list. If you do that, and I'm going to do it right now, up comes a page that has all five podcast shows from March 6th forward. You can choose to listen again to any and all of those shows, and I wish you would. And that's a way for us to review topics, and each topic has a brief description and who I interviewed for that particular show. Finally, I will be holding my office hour at Dunn Brothers in Eden Prairie on Prairie Center Drive, right across from the mall and right next to the library, if you know where that is, from 12 until 1. And I would love to have a chance to meet you, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about between 12 and 1 today. I'd like to thank Dunn Brothers, Ken and Sharon, for allowing me to come claim a table over there and visit with folks, and I look forward to meeting you today. Okay, today's show is called Design Your Future, Investment Planning Made Easy. So what does investment planning have to do with investing? And what does your future have to do with investing? Well, I both love and hate this topic. I love this topic because the idea of really thinking through why a person does what they do makes a lot of sense to me. It just makes a lot of sense to me in any walk of life. As a 24-year veteran in investing, I can tell you that it absolutely makes complete sense when you're thinking about investing. But I also hate this topic because, you know, quite frankly, when you think about the future, what do you think about? Getting old, body parts start failing. You know, you can't do the things you used to like to do. I've got a client that's just had pre-op a couple days ago for a knee replacement. She's already had her hip done. I mean, these are heavy things to think about and consider. And that's if you're alive. Then there's the thought about, well, what if I die? And I'll tell you, this is the kind of topic that causes everyone to pause, hesitate, and maybe freeze in their tracks. But here's why we need to talk about this. Let's compare this to what it would be like between a doctor and a financial consultant. There's some interesting parallels. If you go to the doctor and you say, doctor, my back hurts, my knee hurts, my elbow hurts, my stomach hurts, my head hurts, whatever it happens to be. And the doctor will ask you some more questions about your symptoms. And then it's possible that the doctor may treat the symptom and give you a medication of some kind and send you on your way. In a similar way, a financial consultant might hear a potential client say, I'm really unhappy with my investments. And the financial consultant will ask you why that is. And you presumably would have something to say to the financial consultant, who may then say, well, I know how to treat that symptom. Let's give you the hot stock of the day, or let's give you the hot mutual fund, or let's give you the hot sector. What's the buzz all about? We need to get that for you. And it really has about the same long-term effect, which is none. You're back to the doctor, unhappy and unhealthy. You're back to your FC, your financial consultant, unhappy and unhealthy. Unless you look at the longer term. Now, if you've got a doctor that really digs into the symptoms and does some examinations and appropriate tests and finds out that what you've really got is this chemical malady or this enzyme deficiency or it's a hormone issue or whatever happens to be. Now we can treat the cause of the symptoms and not just the symptoms. Similarly, with a financial consultant, we would like to be able to help you determine what it is that makes you unhappy about your investments. And knowing where you're going is a great way to do that. You've heard the saying, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. To visualize that each one of us is on a road going somewhere is hard sometimes when someone's personal situation is unstable due to health, relationship problems, issues with family members. As a parent, I can tell you those crop up at the most surprising times. A person may be unemployed in a family, making it almost impossible to do anything other than just hunker down and ride out the winter. Minnesotans are good at that, of course. A sense of dread or doom can creep into one's perceptions of their future based perhaps on recent experience, disappointments, losses in personal and financial areas. And sometimes we wonder what this is all about and how we can go forward and not backward. And some say, well, that's just pop psychology. What does Mullins know about these things? Well, that's a fair question. In a way, I've been a clinician in the human condition for 24 years of practice as a financial consultant. I've seen clients go through just about everything with health, death of a spouse or a family member, relationship crashes, you name it. People do find the strength and courage to go on, and you know it's true. Just look at people worse off than you. Perception, they say, is everything. Perceptions, how one sees a situation, frankly, is highly emotional. Perception has everything to do with your money, obviously. And two words sum up that perception about investing, and they are the words fear and greed. Not making anything up new here, not breaking new ground, but these are things that people need to look at and think about from time to time. Unrestrained fear leads people to freeze in their tracks with their investments, afraid to take another step, or it leads to a knee-jerk reaction. When an investor freezes in their tracks, emotion is now in charge of a rational thinking approach. So you see some people refusing to make changes in their investment approach or the weighting of stocks and bonds in their investments. Too much stocks, too much bonds, too much cash, too much CDs. They freeze. Then you see some other people flailing about, selling out of their investments, bailing out near the bottom of the market downturn, sitting now still in cash and money market for fear of making a mistake. And they've lost an awfully lot of opportunity, obviously. We all know over this last 13 months, 75% upside from the bottom. What a tough spot to be in. Are you in a spot like that? I can help you out of that hole. On the other hand, unrestrained greed can be just as tough a spot because it's just as emotional as unrestrained fear. Unrestrained greed can lead some to abandon a calm, well-balanced approach to building wealth in favor of the gamble of striking it rich all of a sudden when your supposedly $1 stock rockets to 100 overnight and you lock in your profit right at the top. Wow, what an adrenaline rush that would be. This led some people back in the late 90s to place big bets with their cash and reserves on the get-rich-quick emotions surrounding the dot-com stocks. And of course, then enter the dot-com crash and the 2000 recession. And golly, I put too much of my cash and reserves into the market, and now I can't quite pay my bills, so I've got to sell more stock at a loss. Not good. The cure for that unrestrained greed side isn't just experiencing a crash. Because when the markets are full of rocket fuel again, that adrenaline addict will get back on the bull until he or she is bucked off again. No, the cure for unrestrained fear and unrestrained greed is inside your own person in the form of hope. In case you think you've turned into religious radio or psychology today, no, this is still the Socially Responsible Investing Show. It's my way of talking about the saying, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. Hope for a better, more satisfying, and fulfilling future is in people's nature. Greed and fear drive people in that direction as well, but there's a way to channel emotions about the future. Look, money is a means to an end, the gasoline for the car engine. Money needs to be focused on your hope about the future, and I have a tool to help you focus on what's really important in your future. Our guest in this next segment is Dean Deitz, who is a wealth manager for the Private Wealth Management Group at RBC, who's going to talk about your future by design. Right back.
Hi, I'm Kathy Hauser, the host of Radio Cafe. Every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on AM 950 KTNF, the voice of Minnesota. It's like having a good conversation in your locally owned independent coffee shop. Speaking of which, Radio Cafe is sponsored by Amore Coffee, 917 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, and now at 879 Smith Avenue in West St. Paul. Come check out our new store. That's Radio Cafe, every Saturday here at 2 p.m. Thanks for listening.
For an easy, breezy Twin Cities stay, visit the new Aloft Minneapolis Hotel in the trendy Mill District of vibrant downtown. For travelers open to new possibilities, Aloft offers a modern, fresh, fun destination. With its loft-inspired design and free-flowing energy, Aloft is the ideal place for an AM 950 getaway. And AM 950 listeners get a special rate of just $89. Looking to mix and mingle? Clink your drink for happy hour at WXYZ Bar on the corner of 9th and Washington. Come see why everyone is abuzz about Aloft, the new twist in travel.
The Dakota tradition of helping others is alive and well at the Shakopee Midwakanton Sioux community in Prior Lake, Minnesota, with charitable giving of more than $132 million over the last 11 years. In 2008, 15 Native American tribes each received $1 million grants from the Shakopee Midwakanton Sioux community. Among the recipients were two Minnesotan Chippewa tribes, the Boys Fort Band of Chippewa and the Grand Portage Band of Chippewa. The Boys Fort Band of Chippewa was awarded a $1 million grant for economic development near their Vermilion Lake Reservation. And the Grand Portage Band of Chippewa received a $1 million grant to fund a Head Start daycare facility, which will open in early summer 2009. This funding will allow many more children the opportunity to participate in these valuable early childhood opportunities. The tradition of helping others is alive and well at the Shakopee Midwakanton Sioux community. For more information, go to ShakopeeDakota.org.
TwinCitiesRealEstateRadio.com, your number one resource for local real estate news and information that matters to you. At TwinCitiesRealEstateRadio.com, you can keep up to date with what is happening in your local marketplace. Search for homes, shop for mortgages, and much more. The Duckwell team of Edina Realty and Charles Daly from iLoan, your Twin Cities Real Estate Radio show hosts, have built this site just for you. TwinCitiesRealEstateRadio.com, before you buy or sell a home, you need to be informed.
Socially Responsible Investing is supported by Calvert Investments, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Online at calvert.com.
The odds of a child performing at Carnegie Hall? 1 in 73,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. To learn the signs of autism, visit autismspeaks.org.
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Yeah, Laura Caviani playing some great jazz. It's Mike Mullins, the host of the Socially Responsible Investing Show. And as I mentioned in our last chapter, we want to do a little bit further consideration of creating your legacy and how you go about doing that in a way that will be the most accurate and the most representative of your actual life. Lately, we've talked about gold and investing in gold. We've talked about the freshwater issue and the crisis in the world and the way to deal with that and also some investment opportunities. And coming up next, we're going to be talking about clean energy. What a huge topic. And we're going to start off, we're just going to give it a start next week. But all of those things are issues on the path to a destination. The destination has to be something that you consider extremely carefully. You need to talk to your partner and your family, no doubt about that. Include those people. Because the legacy that you create may be all about them and all around them. And certainly we have some tools and some ways to create legacies, and we have some ways to design your future. And our guest today is Dean Deitz, Wealth Strategies Manager with RBC Wealth Management here in Minneapolis. Dean, welcome to the show. Would you give us some thoughts about how our listeners can design their future?
Yes. Hello, everyone. As Mike mentioned, it's important to design your future, the future that you want for you and your family. At RBC, we've developed some tools, actually a system that helps our clients define what their future is, what things they're sensitive to, and then an income portfolio that goes along with that. We start out by helping you focus on values to determine what's important to you. For example, it could be family or health. For some people, it's home, and for others, it's their lifestyle that they want to maintain. Others, it's their work or their business that defines what's most important to them. And still others, it might be a legacy that they want to leave for their family or their community or their church. And then for others, it's around mind and spirit, and this could be faith. It could be something that is more about what's important to you as an individual rather than others. It's one of the things that we can think about in the 21st century. As we take care of our fundamental needs, we can start thinking about other things that are important to us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some of the values that we try to focus on helping our clients understand and build around. Because if you build around the values, you'll find that you have a plan that lasts a lot longer than if you build it around just the numbers. The values are what define individuals and what's important to them. And so we have a system to help figure that out, what values are most important.
Well, certainly aligning values with people's money is sort of the theme of our show, because that way you can make choices that will improve your world one responsible choice at a time. And certainly one of the most responsible choices anybody can make in their life is to be cognizant of the people around them. You have to be respectful, obviously, of yourself. That's a large issue when it comes to this planning. And yet, being aware of the legacy that you leave, a legacy is a heritage. That's another word for it. A heritage that you leave, as we talked about earlier in the show, the idea of people remembering you a certain way, you have some control over that going into it. And looking and as you say, identifying your own values and the values that you and your family want to expand on when you have some time in retirement years. Hopefully we all want to have as much money as possible when we retire, but you've got to have some ideas about what you're going to spend the money on. How does this tool help people make that determination?
Well, it helps by asking questions like, how might you use your time or your knowledge, resources, and energy to mm-hmm. build on those values and to pass them on to your family? We have some clients that do sophisticated techniques like private foundations to help maintain that legacy and build it and pass it along to future generations.
Sort of the charitable giving approach.
Correct. We have others where we have grandparents that involve the grandchildren in a giving plan. So they'll set aside $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000 a year, but they'll involve the grandchildren in where that money goes.
I think that's a great idea.
And what legacy they want to pass on, and start a culture within the family of giving to others and being thankful for what they have.
So having money is not an end to itself, is what you're saying. It's a vehicle or a means to accomplish certain things.
That's definitely right. Money is something you use to do what you want to do. We find that our most successful, happy people in retirement are the ones that know what they want to do with their money. The people that aren't happy before they retire generally aren't happy after they retire because they haven't figured out what makes them happy or what they can do to make them and their families happy.
Isn't that just the huge challenge of life, is to know your own mind and your own heart? No question about it. And this really isn't an either-or thing either. If you've got a situation where, let's say, that you have always wanted to be a teacher, you might find ways to take and volunteer your own time in your own area of expertise, or maybe something new that you want to develop. But that's not in distinction from, let's say, a spiritual journey that you'd like to embark on for yourself. Or perhaps you have some ideas about traveling with your family, those kinds of things. They're not mutually exclusive things.
That's right, and we've actually done some exercises where we look at not only the money you have in retirement, but the time and how you spend that time. For example, if you're working now, you're generally working about 40 hours a week. When you retire, what are you going to use to fill those 40 hours of time? The people that have hobbies or charities or passions that they believe in are generally much happier and much more fulfilled than the ones that say, I'm just going to retire and do one thing, and I'm not sure what that is, but I'll figure it out when I get there.
Mm-hmm. And the tools that you're talking about, and I've seen them, of course, I'm not going to play dumb here. The representative, you've got some booklets and some cards that are good kind of conversation starters with your advisor?
Yep, and we find these tools help clients prioritize which things are most important to them. But also, once you've figured out that family, for example, is one of your most important values, what does that mean? Does that mean you want to provide college education for children, grandchildren? Does it mean you want to go on the trip that you were referring to earlier, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
So it's building upon those values to, I know I have this value, now what am I going to do to build on that and fund that value? Once we've determined what the values are and what the funding requirements are for each of those values, we have another set of tools in the system that help us determine what you're sensitive to in retirement. We have a tool that we use called retirement funding sensitivity that will analyze, do you have enough money to retire and fund those values, and what are you sensitive to? And we find that clients are generally sensitive to some things they control, how much they save, how much they spend, and how long they work. We also find there's sensitive things that are a little harder to control. The investment return rate, we can influence that by how we allocate the assets.
Well, I want to talk about the retirement funding sensitivity in another show, Dean. I'm going to ask you to come back and we'll cover that. You know, investing is what this show is about. And investing in one's family and in one's life is probably the most important investment decision that you can make. It's where you'll find the most return on your investment is in the love and the happiness that your expressions of yourself can bring, whether that's your money, your time, your attention, your talent. We're going to talk a little bit more about this topic at the end of the show here. We'll talk about the tool, the designing your future by design. I was a little tongue-tied there. Now we're going to take a short break here. We'll be back with some questions from listeners. And in our fourth chapter, we'll talk about how best to go about doing some planning. This is Mike Mullins, the Socially Responsible Investing Show on AM 950, The Voice of Minnesota.
There you go.
Socially Responsible Investing is supported by Calvert Investments, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible, environmental, social, and governance practices. Online at calvert.com.
I'm Colleen Buckman.
And I'm Susan Shahada with Raising the Consciousness, Sundays at 1 p.m. Join us for our next big event, a kirtan or sacred chanting concert with internationally touring musician Dave Stringer.
Saturday, April 24th, 8 p.m. at Old Arizona Theater in Uptown Minneapolis. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. For more information, go to raisingtheconsciousness.com.
Honey, come here quick. We have a big problem.
Oh no, it's on the ceiling.
Fix it.
I can't fix this. When the hits the fan, you need Artisan Plumbing and Remodeling, specializing in all your plumbing needs. Union plumbers, licensed, bonded, and insured, and ready for any emergency. Artisan Plumbing and Remodeling, 952-232-6392. That's 952-232-6392.
Tutoring isn't just for struggling students. Tutoring has benefits for even the most gifted students. At Wizard Academy, we motivate as much as we teach. Our goal is to help students gain confidence and learn new skills so they can excel at school, at home, and in the future. Call today to schedule a free evaluation to identify your students' strengths and challenges. Call the Wizard Academy in Eden Prairie at 952-224-2294. That's 952-224-2294. Wizard Academy, tutoring that works.
It's finally spring and chives are in season. Get the recipe for a mouth-watering fettuccine with chives and toasted breadcrumbs in the spring edition of Edible Twin Cities magazine. Go to edibletwincities.com to find out where to get your copy today.
AM 950 sharing some great-looking weekend weather for you. This update brought to you now by Coburn's Delivers. Sunshine and 64 before we're through today. Tonight, clear skies, cooling again down to 36. Tomorrow, sunny, high 67. Into the work week looks good, too. Sunny Monday and Tuesday, highs both days near 70. Don't miss a minute of the nice weather. Do your grocery shopping online at CoburnsDelivers.com. New customers get $25 off an order of $100, plus free delivery. Use promo code AM950-25.
Mike Mullins, the host of the Socially Responsible Investing Show, back with you for Chapter 3 of today's show. I do want to thank Wizard Academy, Claude Chouinard, a sponsor. You just heard their spot. And right now, there are a lot of young people studying for their ACTs or hoping to study for their ACTs. And right now, Wizard Academy has a bit of a promotion going on. You get personalized instruction, tutoring, if you will, for preparing for the ACT. And they are offering $100 off the preparation cost. And, you know, the ACT is pretty darn important to parents as well as children. So Wizard Academy right here in Eden Prairie, Claude Chouinard, give them a call. Find out what the details are and how they can help you. Today, our topic is designing your future, investment planning made easy. We've got a couple questions, and we'll start with this one. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Is this Mike?
Yes.
Oh, how you doing, Mike Mullins? This is Ted.
Hello, Ted.
I'm from Eden Prairie. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for calling in.
Okay. I got a question for you. I'm quite curious about this, all this talk about the future, how it's supposed to help me now, because I'm in between jobs, and I really, really do not honestly know when or if I could even start saving again, and even thinking about investing again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious to get your thoughts,
okay,
comments on that.
Well, I mean, there's an awfully lot of people in the situation of being in between jobs, unemployed, underemployed people that are working for a lot less than they used to make, and it is a tough spot. It's hard to, you know, put on a happy face and say, yeah, sure, let's just start saving and investing, when a lot of people right now are working very hard not to spend all the money they've saved up to this point in their retirement plans and in their personal savings. And really, what you have to do is try to balance between the emotions, which could be panic. It could just be a sense of anxiety. To balance those emotions with the idea that life does go on. There's a lot of people in this world that'll never be as well off as we are in this country. And there's some gratitude that needs to be involved in that equation. But you need to assess where you are now. There's people that talk about jokingly, well, my 401k is now my 201k. I don't like the idea when I hear on the radio about or TV about, well, you know, rebuild your wealth. We'll get you back to where you were. I hope that doesn't happen. I mean, I want people to have as much money as they can have. But look, the fact is that in the just even a couple of years ago, what motivated people was more of a sense of greed or fear than it was actually a rational approach to saying, yeah, but what do I want my future to be like? So you need to assess where you are now. It's hard to do. It's very difficult to do. But imagine it as a health issue where something's not right with your body. And sooner or later, you say, I've got to go to a doctor. That's what I'm talking about. You need to assess where you are now. You need to quietly and calmly have a look at where you think you might go. I have a little story to go along with this. A few weeks ago, I was sitting in the backyard in one of those first warm Sunday afternoons, which seem to be prevalent these days, but back even just a few weeks ago, it was a shock. And I was looking at my chimney, and I was just looking up at the top of the chimney and admiring the day, and I realized, whoops, I got a couple of loose bricks up there. Doggone it, I'm going to have to tuck point this thing. Well, not me, because I'm not that skilled at that stuff. But as I was looking down the chimney at each course to see if I had any other issues I was going to have to address, it dawned on me, and you're going to think I'm a nerd when I say this, this is a lot like investment planning. You're probably thinking, Mullins, get a life, it's Sunday afternoon. But that is what I was thinking. And as I was looking at that, I realized what it's like investment planning. It's like investment planning in that if you knew that you had to have a chimney, and you only had a certain number of bricks, you would probably plan a chimney that would fit the number of bricks you have. And it might be a little shorter, a little narrower, but you would adapt the chimney to the number of bricks you have. On the other hand, if you had more time and you could plan the chimney and maybe plan a house around the chimney, then you could estimate and actually plan how many bricks that you needed to build the kind of chimney you want, and you could set about acquiring the bricks over some period of time. Well, isn't that just like life? For those of us that are in our baby boom years and older, perhaps retired, perhaps in between jobs and thinking about retirement, there's all kinds of ways that that goes. We really need to deal with the bricks we have now. We really need to be thinking about assessing what our real situation is and where we can go from there, and then talk about what the lifestyle issues are involved. Where do you want to live? Is your family a peak important issue for you? Do you have other issues that you'd like to do, such as perhaps start a business that you've always wanted to start? There's a lot of things like that, and there are 8 different issues, life issues, in our program that's called Your Future by Design that we just talked about with Dean. It was developed by RBC to help people build a retirement plan that reflects how you want to live your life. And these give you some issues to think about and confirm things you may have already addressed. So I've been doing all the talking, Ted. Do you have any other thoughts or questions?
No, you have some great points there, Mike.
Thank you.
I'm very appreciative of
that. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in today.
You're quite welcome. And keep up the good work. I really appreciate show.
Thanks very much, Ted. See you later.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, that was good. I'm glad to have a chance to address that. That's a really critical issue. I've got an email that I received earlier in the week from someone and says, I have an investment plan now. When should a person think about updating it and why? I spent a lot of money on the plan, it says here. Well, yeah, and it's good that you have a plan. A lot of people have plans. But a lot of people have plans that haven't been updated. Even if you review them every now and again, if you haven't had a chance to revisit your risk tolerance, what kind of volatility you're actually prepared to absorb in the quest to meet your goals, you probably do need to review that. And I can help with that. I have a risk tolerance, a risk investment objectives questionnaire that's quite simple, straightforward, 14 questions, pretty intuitive, really. That can help you and help me assess what level of volatility it will take to meet your needs. Now, I've done this with lots and lots of people over the years, and sometimes it's a happy outcome where you find out that the person actually is taking more risk than they need to meet their goals. And then you can start thinking about your legacy issues, your philanthropy issues, your foundation issues. If you have $10,000 that you don't think you're going to ever need, you can set up a family foundation, and you can take that time to teach your children and your grandchildren the value that when you have more than you need, there are a lot of people out there that you can help. That's one of the 8 issues that we talk about in Your Future by Design. And I think that, you can need to keep in mind, as I've been talking about over the last number of weeks, that investing has to fit into your financial life. Think about a bullseye. You've probably heard this before. If you're new to the show, you probably haven't heard this. Think about a bullseye. You can even draw it if you want. You make a circle, put the letter B as in boy in the middle. Then the next circle, next ring out, put a C, R, and the next ring out, put an I. Now, the one in the middle that says B is your budget. That's your lifestyle. That's the money you use to live every month, not just paying your bills, but buying food, you know, gas for the car, whatever it takes to do that. The next ring out is your cash and reserves, C, R. The point of the cash and reserves, the only point of the cash and reserves, is to support your lifestyle. That's where you go when a surprise comes around of whatever kind it is, everything from new tires to the car, which I had to do this year, to replacing a water heater, finally getting out a leaky roof, one of your children comes in and needs some help with tuition or rent, all those kinds of things that come up. Cash and reserves only has one job, that's to support your lifestyle. It's not the place to try to scrape that last quarter of a percent of interest or dividends. It's not the place, for goodness sake, to put any stocks whatsoever, because what you want to be able to get at that cash and reserves money for is to support your lifestyle. And trust me, you know this, you're going to get surprised. It's not going to be something that you can schedule to have just right when that that bond comes due or that CD comes due. Yeah, that's okay to have those in there, but you need to plan around them as well. And then the third ring out is the investment ring. That's your 5 years plus money. When I say it that way, what I mean is this is money that you're not going to need for 5 years. And the reason you're not going to need it is because you have adequate cash and reserves on hand. So when you get surprised by something, you don't have to go sell a security. The risk there is, well, you know this one. Imagine it's the fall of 2008. And a year before, the Dow Jones was at 14,000. And now it's much, much lower. Or maybe it's March of 2009. And the Dow is now at 6,500, and you don't have adequate cash and reserves, and you have to sell something, and you take a horrendous loss. You don't want to ever have to be in that position if you can avoid it. So it's very important to assess where you are in those areas as well, and consider that if you don't have enough cash on hand, cash and reserves in money market, short-term bonds, short-term treasuries, perhaps, other kinds of instruments like that, you probably need to focus on building that up before you decide you need to go out and buy some hot stock or have some hot mutual fund. That's what I think. And looks like I have a call. We'll try it. Hello, it's Mike Mullins.
Hi, Mike. I'm thinking about going into investing in a food franchise, and I'm hesitant because of, you know, the economy and how everything is. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, everybody needs to eat. So I'm thinking, well, that could be a really good, viable sort of situation. I'm looking at it as a investment so that it could be an extra retirement.
Right, right. Well, our host on the show that's on before me, T.J. Harrington, would hear this question about fast food and would, first of all, be telling you don't have any of it, okay? But given that, what you're saying about franchise investing is interesting. Franchise investing, you'd have to classify as a long-term investment. You'd have to classify it that way because two things. First of all, the turnaround as far as profitability on something like that is unpredictable. It could take 6 months. It could take a couple, 3 years. It's hard to say. A lot of factors go into that. The second thing is, and this is the key thing about investing compared to cash and reserves, investing by definition is relatively less liquid and highly risky as far as getting out of it. Real estate's much the same way. Real estate's a great investment. I have lots of clients that have real estate investments, and I support that. I think a hard asset like real estate, a hard asset like gold, as we talked about a few weeks ago, these are good things to have in a portfolio in the appropriate proportion. The problem is you can't get out of those things without substantial risk. Same with some kinds of stocks. So you need to be real careful about that. Franchise investing, I don't know. I'm not an expert in this, but it sure seems to me that that would take some pretty good cash reserves along with the downstroke that you'd have to put up for the franchise buy-in.
Yeah. I know they're looking at $250,000 right up front.
Right, right. So you'd want to, before you take that step, you want to say, well, what happens if it takes a year or two before this thing turns profitable? A, you got to have the working capital to be feeding into the business. And B, what happens if something else happens in your life and somebody perhaps in your life is unemployed or you have children or family members that come up with issues that you weren't anticipating? So I like the idea of franchise investing, but it needs to be just like investing in the appropriate relationship to your lifestyle and to your cash and reserves. Well, I'm running out of time, Kathleen. Any other question?
No, that's good. Thank you.
Good. Thanks so much. We'll be back in a few minutes to talk about how we pull this all together. Mike Mullen's Socially Responsible Investing Show on AM 950.
Nancy Nelson here, inviting you to join me every Saturday, noon to 1 o'clock, for my show, Nancy Nelson Make a Difference. At my stores, Our Little Secret, designer accessories at wholesale prices, we have an opportunity for you to make money without investing a thing. Have your own Our Little Secret home jewelry party. The same amazing wholesale prices as in our stores, and at the end of the party, you have a percentage of everything sold. Go to our website, OurLittleSecret.tv, OurLittleSecret.tv, for details.
If Dick Cheney didn't have health care, he'd have been dead a long time ago. But you see, he's on that government plan, the one that the Congress has. And even though he's not a paid government employee anymore, he's still sucking the tit of the government. And he's in there getting absolute best care from multiple doctors, and they're probably going to keep his heart going a little bit longer.
The Ed Schultz Show, weekdays from 11 to 2 on AM 950 KTNF.
Time doesn't stop when an injured veteran comes home, but you can help. When you bring a watch with a dead battery to Aurora Jewelers, we'll replace the battery for free. All we ask is that you make a donation for Homes for Our Troops. Donations help build special homes for injured veterans. Find out more at homesforourtroops.org or by visiting Aurora Jewelers across from the Eden Prairie Mall, online at aurorajewelers.com. There are just certain times in life when jewelry can help you save what you want without saying anything at all. Maybe it's a celebration, an anniversary, a milestone. Aurora Jewelers will help you say what you want to say and make the moment memorable. Aurora Jewelers will help you create or select that special jewelry that expresses personal identity and captures the moment. Aurora Jewelers. Express yourself. Express your love. Aurora Jewelers. Across from the Eden Prairie Mall or visit online at aurorajewelers.com.
When you support the advertisers that support this station, you're doing a good thing. Not only are you supporting local small businesses, you're investing in your community and the future of this great state. And if for some reason you find a business that doesn't advertise on AM 950, tell them that they're missing out on the most influential and loyal listeners in the Twin Cities. For a complete list of businesses that support this station, or to find out how you can get an AM 950 bumper sticker, visit am950ktnf.com.
Hard-hitting interviews, news-making guests, and incisive analysis, it's on Meet the Press this Sunday. We invite you to tune in this week for the very best in political debate. Exclusive interviews with the world's newsmakers and roundtable discussions with the leaders in the fields of journalism, politics, and history. If it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press. Sunday nights from 5 to 6 on AM 950, the voice of Minnesota.
Love that Laura Caviani music. You can find her at lauracaviani.com. That particular song is on one of the albums that's on that homepage. You can have a look at that. Laura, thank you very much for supporting me in this way. I want to also mention Dunn Brothers in Eden Prairie. You heard their spot earlier. Right across from the library, Ken and Sharon do a terrific job of providing the best coffee beans I know of. I make a point every weekend when I go to my office hour at Dunn Brothers to pick up a fresh pound of one of the great coffees that are roasted right there, usually within the last 18 to 24 hours. I was going to say 18 to 26, 18 to 36 hours. Very, very fresh. I read an article once about maybe 6 weeks, maybe 7 weeks ago, kind of a Consumer Reports type of article that talked about how long beans stay fresh after they're roasted before they start to significantly lose their flavor. 14 days. I didn't know. So Dunn Brothers, this is a place where you can buy fresh beans that are way fresher than 14 days when you buy them. And it's also a great place to meet folks. Whenever I have a networking meeting or meeting clients, or every Saturday I go over for my office hour from 12 to 1, I encourage people to come over because you can actually hear yourself thinking there. It's not so loud. Some coffee places you go to, the grinders are a little distracting, shall we say. So hopefully you can come out today and see me, meet me between 12 and 1 at Dunn Brothers at the location that's right across from Eden Prairie Mall, right next to the library, between 12 and 1. I'll be there. I look forward to seeing you. Now, the topic of this show is design your future, investment planning made easy. You know, hope for a better, more satisfying, and fulfilling future is in people's nature. Greed and fear drive people in that direction as well, but there's a way to channel emotions about the future. If you ask someone what their ideal future is, oftentimes the person says, I want to have plenty of money so I can relax and not be afraid to run out too soon. Absolutely, absolutely right. Look, money is a means to an end. As I said a few minutes ago, it's the gasoline for the car engine. It's the water in the swimming pool. Money needs to be focused on your hopes about the future, however. And the tool we've been talking about, Your Future by Design, that RBC has available to RBC clients, can help you focus on what's really important in your future. Now, Your Future by Design is the first of a three-step investment planning process, and it really is easy. The first step involves thinking about what you want your future to be like in terms of what's important to you. Is it your family? Is it your home? Your health? Your lifestyle? Your work? Your legacy? Your mind? Your spirit? These are the eight that we have focused on as a way to help you consider where to find your hope. The second part of the program that Dean mentioned a couple segments ago is called the Retirement Sensitivity Study. What we do with this is we've got a very sophisticated piece of software program that we put various pieces of information in. And everybody knows this if you've used planning software. You put in how much you already have saved. You put in how old you want to be when you retire, how many years you have to retirement. We put in some kind of projected rate of return. What can you expect to earn? And I mentioned earlier the risk assessment, the risk profiling, that helps us determine what ballpark number we should really use to imagine what rate of return you might get and how long your money will last. We incorporate something, for those of you that know, we incorporate Monte Carlo simulations in this. So it's not just raw numbers that are unconsidered, but there are thousands of mathematical calculations that go into these projections. And we can do that for you as part of our program, step two. Step three, the program is called, fittingly, Income, Income, Income. This is the part of the program where we actually take the information that we've gained from the first and second parts. We put it together, and it can be quite subjective. This is a conversational approach. This isn't, it's not all math, although math is at the base of it. And we'll help you determine what an appropriate mix of stock market exposure, bond market exposure, and cash is appropriate in your retirement bucket. Now, this is not your lifestyle money. This is not your cash and reserves. I'm talking about your investment piece, your 5 years and longer money. We can be very helpful with you in this area. Investment planning does take a decision that intends to go beyond fear and greed and intends to harness the positive power of emotions by guiding your emotions toward hope. And I'm suggesting that these eight primary areas of hope for your future is where your future wealth, whether it's going to be a lot of money or a little bit of money, where your future wealth can be the gas in your car to carry you where you want to go. The point of investing is to provide a level of wealth in the future and at least 5 years into your future so you can afford to live your chosen lifestyle your way in your retirement years. But the future isn't a wide open, carefree frolic, spending money without care. You and I would be well advised to spend some energy thinking about and talking about our likely future responsibilities and obligations as well as our fondest dreams. So now, I'll review the eight primary areas of focus in your future and raise some questions. Now, there are some printed materials that go with this. They're called life cards or full-color life cards. There's a workbook, and it's all about the future by design approach, and I would be happy to send you a set of these eight life cards with no cost or obligations. So please call me at 612-371-7859, 612-371-7859, or email me from my website, which is michaelwmullins.com, and I'd be glad to get connected with you on that. Now, the eight steps are family, health, home, lifestyle, work, legacy, mind, and spirit. And some issues to focus on in these areas, just to give you a little teaser here, In the area of family, you could consider giving your children a boost in life, enjoying your grandchildren, helping your parents, preparing for life on your own in the event that your spouse predeceases you or your partner. Health, dealing with health changes. 80% of people over the age of 65 have one chronic health problem. 50% have two, so this is a big deal. Managing stress, caring for others, health concerns. In the area of your home, enjoying the home of your dreams, managing your vacation home, renovating your home perhaps. Lifestyle, enjoying your daily life, maintaining your social network, traveling, work, staying in the workplace, starting a new career perhaps, enjoying your life while you work, maintaining workplace benefits. Sixth one is legacy. Enjoy your legacy now. Spend the money you've saved when you're in retirement, planning your estate, giving back to the community, that's a biggie for me. And mind and spirit, the seventh and eighth combined, would be involved with living life to the fullest and coping with bereavement. I would love to be able to send these to you. They're called life cards. And please give me a call at 612-371-7859. I will be at Dun Brothers between 12 and 1 today. Be glad to take your request at that time, so come and meet me there. Again, I want to thank our sponsors, Dun Brothers. We'll be over there to see them, Wizard Academy. And this has been Mike Mullins with the Socially Responsible Investing Show on AM 950. I look forward to talking with you again next week when our topic's going to be clean energy. That's going to be a big topic. It's going to take a while and a number of meetings to talk about, and we'll start it off next week. Thanks. Have a great day out in the sunshine. Enjoy it.